这一节我们继续来学习神救赎的计划。
This session we will continue to look at the redemptive plan of God.
从圣经里头我们清楚地看到神整个救赎的计划。
From the Bible we see a very clear layout of God's redemptive plan.
那神救赎的计划是在创立世界以前就已经完成。
And God's redemptive plan was already put in place before the foundation of this world.
我们请看箴言第八章。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 8.
箴言第八章。
Proverbs chapter 8.
箴言第八章，请看二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 8 verse 22.
箴言八章二十二节到三十一节这一段，就是在记载神救赎的计划。
From 22 to 33, records the redemptive plan of God.
这里说，在神造化的起头啊，在太初创造万物之先。就有了我。
The Lord possessed me at the beginning of His way, before His works of old.
这个我就是基督。
The word me is a reference to Christ.
在箴言里头是以智慧来出现。
And this is personified in Proverbs as wisdom.
所以第八章就讲到这个关乎基督的事情。
Therefore, in Proverbs chapter 8, we can read about Christ.
智慧会呼叫是主耶稣会来传神的福音。
When it says that the wisdom cries out in the streets, it is referring to Christ preaching the gospel.
那么神救赎的计划就是基督。
So the redemptive plan of God is actually embodied in Jesus Christ.
那这个计划什么时候开始有的？
When was this redemptive plan created.
说在太初啊，神创造万物之先已经有了。
It tells us here that it was at the beginning of His way, before His works of old.
从亘古啊，从太初啊，还没有世界以前呢，这个计划已经立定了。
From the beginning, from everlasting, before there was even an earth.
下面所说的都是相同的。
And the following verses reiterate the same idea.
那看二三十节。三十节。
Let's read verse 30.
说那个时候我在他那里呀为公师，日日为他所喜悦，常常在他面前踊跃。
Then I was beside him as a master craftsman, and I was daily at his delight, rejoicing always before him.
神是借着基督啊创造万物。
God created this universe through Christ.
我们对照约翰福音第一章前面几节就很清楚。
And this can be clearly seen if we look at the first few verses of the Gospel of John.
说凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
Nothing of all that was created was not created through Christ.
那约翰福音就用另外一种说法，用道，这里讲智慧，到约翰福音就讲道，然后就是成为肉身，就是基督。
The wisdom in Proverbs is the same as the word in John, which is Christ.
为什么会这样的这种不同的说法？
Why do these two authors describe Christ differently?
因为这个救赎计划是神百般的智慧，是用智慧来计划的。
It is because God drafted the redemptive plan with his manifold wisdom.
那么这个智慧啊，就是神的话，就是道。
The wisdom of God is the word.
神的计划他是用说的。
Because God spoke about his redemptive plan.
我们是用写的。
Whereas we write down a plan.
神的计划就在他心里头。
God had already formed that plan in his heart.
他想他说事情就成了。
He conceived of the plan and he spoke the plan and it was so.
所以诗篇说他命立就立，说有就有。
So as Proverbs says,When Psalm says, whenever he speaks, it is established.
所以借着道来造万物。
He created the whole world through his word.
那这里说啊，神在创造万事。 耶稣基督是叫公司，做成工程师啊。
And from Proverbs, we see that our Lord Jesus Christ was the master craftsman.
那么这个基督啊，他是要踊跃在他为人预备可住之地。
He rejoiced in his inhabited world.
也喜悦住在世人中间，所以道成肉身与我们同在。
And his delight was with the sons of men. And this is why our Lord Jesus Christ came in the flesh and dwelt among us.
这就是与马内利，神与我们同在。
This is the meaning of Emmanuel, which means God is with us.
在创立世界以前，神就已经完成了这个计划。
This plan was already thought out before God created the universe.
那保罗他明白这个真理。
Paul was fully aware of this truth.
所以他在写以弗所书的时候，就一再强调这一点。
That is why he kept emphasizing that in Ephesians.
我们看以弗所书。
Please turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书啊，一开头啊，他就这样说了。
Even in the very beginning of Ephesians, this is what he said.
在第一章第三节，他说
，Chapter one, verse three.
神在基督里面呢，曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
God. Of our Lord Jesus Christ has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
这个城是过去式。
This is something of the past.
那是什么时候？
When did God bless us?
就如从创立世界以前，创立世界以前。
Before the foundation of the world, verse 4.
他就计划在基督里面要赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Even before the foundation of the world, God had already planned to bless us with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
那这个是按照神呢，他所喜悦的旨意所计划的。
And this is according to the pleasure of God's purpose.
看到十一节。
Verse 11.
说我们也在他里面得了基业，这原来就是那一位随旨意行做万事，照着他的旨意所预定的。
In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will.
所谓预定就是预先所定好的。
Predestined means that it was already predesigned, predetermined.
所以有些人喜欢谈预定论，预定论你要谈在哪一方面是通的，谈在这神的计划上是通的。如果谈预定论，预定到我们每个人什么什么的，那就会很糟糕。
Some people like to discuss the subject of predestination, but predestination should only apply to God's redemptive plan, not on His will for individuals.
因为这个预定论是神的大智慧，我们这个小人呢，不要随便谈。
Predestination is the master plan of God's mind, so we should not try to fathom it completely.
我们再看以弗所书。
Let's look at Ephesians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
那这个计划，他的计划就是救赎的这个主体啊，就是基督。
The essence of God's redemptive plan is Christ.
但是呢，要呈现呢是教会。
But it is the church that will carry out this plan.
这个很重要哈，所以为什么？教会会称为基督的身体，这样我们就很容易了解。
This is very important, and that is why the church is considered the body of Christ.
所以以弗所书他说谈教会就是基督的身体。
Ephesians teaches us that the church is the body of Christ.
在基督里面的计划。
So this plan was in Christ.
在基督里面的计划就是神救赎的计划。
The plan that was in Christ was the redemptive plan.
那这个计划就是教会。
And this plan was to establish the church.
你看多么奇妙，这个基督的奥秘。
How marvelous is the mystery of Christ?
所以今天你要认识这个属灵的真教会啊，你才真是认识基督，认识神的救赎。
It is only when you truly know the spiritual church that God has established that you can say that you know Christ.
绝对不是一些神学家在研究那种神学，不是的。
True knowledge of God is not the theology that theologians study.
神的救赎啊，就是基督的奥秘。
The redemption of God is found in the mystery of Christ.
所以你要念这个以弗所书，你才会真正了解这个事情。
And if you really study Ephesians, you will come to the same understanding.
那看到第三章啊。
Chapter 3.
第三章啊，这里说第八节。
Verse 8.
就神赐给保罗啊，用他的大能将 恩赐赐给保罗。
God has given this grace to Paul.
叫他把基督差不多的丰富啊传给外邦人。
That he should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
同时要使众人明白这个历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里头的奥秘是如何安排的。
And to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God who created all things through Christ Jesus.
也就是说神这个救赎的计划是要是怎么安排的是要怎么安排的你看他是安排的很好怎么安排的、
In other words, he makes known to people the prearrangedredemption of God.
所以我们从那个图就看见了他是怎么安排的。为要借着教会、借着教会来显明神这种计划百般的这种智慧。
The intent, is that God's manifold wisdom might be made known by the church.
这个很清楚了。
This is very clearly stated.
借着教会。
By the church.
所以今天呢，这个教会就是要显明神百般的智慧，就是神救赎的计划。
Therefore, the purpose of today's church.Is to make known God's manifold wisdom in His redemptive plan.
那十一节说
，Verse 11，
这个是照着神呐、从万世以前，在我们主耶稣基督里面所定的旨意。
According to the eternal purpose which He accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这个是对神救赎计划，我们应该要很清楚的认识。
This is an aspect of God's redemptive plan that we must be clearly aware of.
那我们从圣经里头就看到神这种救赎计划的安排。
From the Bible, we can see very clearly God's arrangement of redemption.
它分为三个阶段。
God's redemption can be divided into three stages.
第一个阶段，上古时代，这个是救赎的蓝图我们知道。
The first period, the primordial period, it lays out the blueprint of God's redemption.
那第二个阶段就是救赎的样本，就是预备这个救赎预备基督降生的所需要的一切。
In the second stage, we can see the typology of redemption. Everything was prepared as a prefiguration.
那么同时呢，这个也就是救恩的一个应许的世代。
It was also the period in which God's redemption was promised.
救恩的应许啊，从什么时候开始？
When did the promise of salvation begin?
从亚伯拉罕开始。
It began with Abraham.
我们看加拉太书。
Please turn to Galatians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第八节。
Verse
8. 加拉太书第三章第八节。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 8.
这里说圣经既然预先看明神要叫外邦人因信称义就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕说万国多必因你得福。这里就是圣经传福音给亚伯拉罕。
The scripture preached the gospel to Abraham.
那就是神传给他神拣选他说万国多必因你得福。
In other words, God spoke to Abraham and said to him, "In all the nations, in you, all the nations shall be blessed."
这个就是神救赎计划的应许。
This was the promise of salvation.
那么到基督来就成全了。
And this promise was fulfilled when Jesus Christ came.
所以主第十三节说，基督为我们受咒诅，基督来被钉十字架。
Verse 13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us.
就成全了神的救恩。
By being nailed to the cross, he fulfilled salvation.
所以十四节说，就便叫亚伯拉罕的福气因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人。
Verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus.
使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
所以神的应许是给亚伯拉罕。
God's promise was given to Abraham.
所以保罗这样说。
Paul says,
看到罗马书第一章。
Let's read Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章第一节保罗说他是奉基督耶稣的仆人奉召做使徒特拜传神的福音。
Verse 1. Paul had been called to be an apostle separated to the gospel of God.
这个福音就是神赐给亚伯拉罕这个福音。
And this gospel is the same gospel that God gave to Abraham.
他说第二节说这个福音呢是神从前借着众先知在圣经上所应许的。
Verse 2, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures.
什么是福音？
What is the gospel?
是论到他的儿子，我主耶稣基督。
It is the gospel concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord.
按肉体说，他大卫的后裔。
Who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh.
按圣善的灵说，他是从死里复活显明是神的儿子。
And declared to be the son of God with power according to the spirit of holiness by the resurrection from
the dead. 所以耶稣基督就是救赎的本体，就是福音的本体。
So Jesus Christ is the essence of the gospel and redemption.
在十六节这里说。
Verse 16.
我不以福音为耻啊！这个福音是本是神的大能，要拯救一切相信的，首先是犹太人，后来是希利尼人。
I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jews first, and also for the Greek.
哦，那这个福音呢，就是要显明神的义。
In the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed.
啊，神的义要显明在哪里？
And how will God's righteousness be revealed?
显明在罪人的身上。
It will be revealed on sinners.
哪一些罪人的身上？
Which sinners?
相信的人。
Everyone who believes.
相信耶稣基督，相信神的救赎。
Everyone who believes in Jesus Christ and his redemption.
神的义就临到他身上。
Will receive the righteousness of God.
神的义就加给他。
They will be clothed with God's righteousness.
这个就是圣经说称义的意思。
And this is the meaning of justification in the Bible.
称义就是说你不是义，你是罪人啊。
Being justified means that you were not righteous to begin with.
现在我算你为义啊。
But you are a sinner, but you are now considered righteous. 用
称的了，不是真正的。
So you have been reckoned as righteous.
外加的，这个义是外加的，不是本体的。
This righteousness was given to you, not acquired.
本体是罪人。
You yourself is a sinner.
但是神的义啊，就加在我们身上。
But God has given to you His righteousness.
我们就称义了。
And that makes you righteous.
哦，那义人呢，就因信得救。
Therefore, the just shall live by faith.
被因相信耶稣基督啊，被神称义。
Through Jesus, through faith in Jesus Christ, we have been justified.
那你持守这个信心到最后。
And if we persist in our faith to the end,
那你得救了。
We will be saved.
所以这里下面一句话说，本于信与至于信。
That is why the statement from faith to faith.
所以就像经上所记的，义人必因信得生。
As it is written, the just shall live by faith.
这个就是神的救赎的计划。
This is God's redemptive plan.
哎，这个很主体，这个很重要啊。
This is the key and the essence.
啊，那我们这样了解，就把神整个救赎的一个计划就。很清楚。
With this understanding, we'll have a very clear picture of God's overall plan.
那这个救赎计划，就是借着教会，借着教会来实行的。
And it is the church that will implement and carry out the redemption of God.
我们看马太福音十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章。
Matthew chapter 16.
主耶稣来，他的目的是成全救恩。
Our Lord Jesus Christ came to this world to fulfill salvation.
那成全救恩之后啊，他就要回去了。
And after he did that, he returned to heaven.
那么这个救恩的施行呢，就是要由教会来做。
Then the task of carrying out the redemptive plan was left to the church.
我们看十六章十八节。
Matthew 16, verse 18.
说我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
基督的教会啊，有权柄胜过阴间的权柄。
The Church of Jesus Christ has been given the authority over the power of Hades.
那什么意思？
What does that mean?
他有永生啊。
Because through the Church, we can have an eternal life.
相信耶稣基督得到永生，当然就阴间的权柄就没有，在我们身上也没有了。
When we believe in Jesus Christ, we have eternal life. Therefore, the power of Hades cannot prevail against us.
那全世界的人呢，都在他的权下。
Whereas everyone else in the world is under the power of Hades.
所以我们放心一点呢， 前一阵子在这个 SARS 在流行，我们就很放心，因为我们不在阴间的权柄下面。
So we do not, we can take heart just as when there was a prevalence of SARS.
阴间的权柄不能胜过我们。
We knew that the power of Hades could not overcome us.
好，那我们看到启示录说那个骑灰马的，他是死，他带着阴间要去收死人。
According to Revelation, the rider on the black horse had the power over Hades, and his job was to call the dead.
所以当时我告诉弟兄姐妹说，如果你在基督里面，你就放心，你不用担心。
At that time, I told the brothers and sisters, if you are in Christ, you don't have to be afraid of SARS.
他不会来找你的。
Death will not come and knock at your door.
因为他是要，哇，是阴间的权柄以下的人。
The death will only come and come for those who are under its power.
所以我们信耶稣，第一个就是脱离了这个啊死的权柄。
So first and foremost, believers in Christ have been released from the power of death and Hades.
所以罗马书第八章一节说，如今呢，在基督耶稣里面呢，就不定罪了。
That is why Romans chapter 8 verse 1 tells us that therefore from now on there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
因为是圣灵生命的律啊，在基督耶稣里面释放了我们脱离罪和死的律。
For the Spirit of God has set us free from the law of bondage and death.
所以主耶稣说啊，教会阴间的权柄啊不能胜过他。
Therefore, our Lord Jesus promised that the power of Hades cannot prevail against the church.
第十九节
Verse 19.
说我要把天国的钥匙给你。
I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
天国的钥匙啊，这个是救恩的门啊。
This refers to the gate of salvation.
主耶稣成全救恩之后，就好像这个房屋已经盖好了。
When Jesus accomplished salvation, it's like a finished completion of a house.
这个门是锁上的。
But the door is locked.
钥匙才能开。
You need the key to open the door.
那这个钥匙交给谁？
Who is this key given to?
主耶稣很清楚说我要把钥匙给你，天国的钥匙给你，你就是教会啊。
Jesus said very clearly, I will give you the keys of the kingdom, you being the church.
那这个钥匙就是一个权柄。
The key is symbolic of authority.
所以你地上捆绑，天上就捆绑。
Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
地上释放，天上就释放。
Whatever you loosen on earth will be
天上的事情呢，是在地上啊，借着教会在地上执行的。
So whatever that takes place in heaven is administered by the church on earth.
神在天上，他要救赎世人，这个权柄就交给地上的教会来施行。
God's heavenly authority of redemption has been granted to the church to be carried out on earth.
这样我们才认识我们自己有多尊贵。
And this reminds us of how noble we are.
所以现在我们要去执行这个权柄。
And today we must go and carry out this authority.
我们要很清楚地认识神这样的计划。
We must have a very clear understanding of God's redemptive plan.
所以主耶稣吩咐门徒要在耶路撒冷等候圣灵。
Our Lord Jesus Christ told his disciples to wait in Jerusalem for the promised Holy Spirit.
那这把钥匙呢，就是圣灵。
That key is the Holy Spirit.
我们看约翰福音二十章。
Please turn to John chapter 20.
这个关系这个都是很关键的哈。我们要认识神的救赎，这个关键的。
What I'm covering are key points to God's redemptive plan.
这个圣灵是最关键的。
And the Holy Spirit is the most essential key.
没有圣灵，你根本就打不开门，就没有救赎了。
Without the Holy Spirit, you cannot open the gate of salvation, and there is no redemption.
圣灵没有来，就没有救赎。
Had the Holy Spirit not come, we would not have redemption.
所以今天教会如果没有圣灵的，就没有权柄。
So a church without the Holy Spirit has no authority.
主耶稣最后复活之后要向门徒显现。
After Jesus was raised, he resurrected, he appeared to the disciples.
二十一节啊。
Verse 21.
说父怎么样差遣的我照样差遣你们。
As the Father has sent me, I also send you.
说了这个话就向他们吹一口气说你们受圣灵。
Then he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
那你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了。
If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven.
你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下。
If you retain the sins of any, they are retained.
父怎么样差遣耶稣基督
？As the Father has sent Jesus Christ.
就是圣灵降在他身上。
This means that the Father poured out the Holy Spirit on Jesus Christ.
使徒约翰很清楚地看见了，他就做见证说，这一位就是基督，神的儿子。
When John the Baptist saw the Holy Spirit descended on Jesus Christ, he testified that this was the Son of God.
他是要用圣灵为人施洗的。
And that he would baptize the people with the Holy Spirit.
所以他现在用圣灵啊来差遣门徒。
And here, the Lord Jesus also uses the Holy Spirit to send the disciples.
主耶天父用圣灵差遣主耶稣，是要他去完成救赎的这个救恩，成全这个救恩的工作。
The Father has sent the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit to accomplish the work of salvation.
所以他成全了救恩之后啊，他说啊，天父的旨意，天父交代我的工作，我已经完成了。我现在回家，回到神的荣耀里头去。
That's why at the end of his ministry, he said, "I have completed the work given by my father, and it is time for me to return to my father."
那他要回去之前呢，也用圣灵差遣门徒，托付给他们这个使命啊，要等候圣灵降临之后，往普天就要去传福音给万民听。
And before he left the disciples, he gave them the commission that.And told them that after they receive the Holy Spirit, they will go into all the world to preach the gospel.
好，来执行这个啊救赎的权柄。
The church will carry out the authority of the authority of God.
这一口气啊，主耶稣吹这一口气啊，就是灵。
The breath that Jesus breathed on them was the Spirit.
就是他里面的灵。
The Spirit of Jesus Christ.
所以圣灵就是基督的灵。
That is why the Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of Christ.
主耶稣如果还活着的时候，吹了气啊，就是跟我们的气一样。
Had Jesus been still in the flesh, the breath he breathed would have been normal human breath.
因为他还带着肉体啊。
Because he was in the flesh at the
time. 所以他就一样，跟我们吹是一样的，没有。
So when he blows, it is like any of one of us breathing, blowing out air.
因为他现在是复活，他是灵体啊。
However, at this point, Jesus was in his resurrected body.
灵体里面是不需要空气的。
A spiritual body does not require oxygen.
神当初啊，给亚当吹那一口气啊，那个是什么气啊？
When God initially breathed into Adam's nostrils, what kind of breath was that?
那就是灵啊。
That was the spirit of God.
哦，那现在主耶稣他是灵体。
And Jesus had.Already obtained a resurrected spiritual body.
所以他吹出来的那个就是基督里面的灵。
So the breath he breathed was the spirit within him, the spirit.
主耶稣很清楚说，你们受圣灵。
And Jesus told them, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
这个就是一个差遣的灵。
This is the spirit of sending.
奉差遣呢，才有这个权柄。
And only our Lord Jesus Christ has this authority.
赦罪的权柄。
And we have received the authority to forgive sins.
像主耶稣说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
As our Lord Jesus Christ said, all authority on earth and in heaven have been given to me.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉我名为他们施洗。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in my name.
洗礼啊，赦罪的权柄就是要这样去执行。
And the forgiveness of sins is.Given during baptism, and this is something we need to carry out.
怎么样去执行这个权柄？
How can we carry out this authority?
奉圣灵的差遣，往普天下传福音给万民听。
Go out by the power of the Holy Spirit and preach the gospel to all nations.
听了之后，你就执行这个权柄。
And after people listen to the gospel, we need to administer this
authority. 相信的就为他洗礼。
Baptize those who believe.
使他的罪得到赦免
，so that their sins may be forgiven，
他得救
，and that they may be saved。
不信的
，but those who do not believe，
让他的罪留下
，their sins are retained，
被定罪
，they are condemned。
这个是天上的权柄
，this is heavenly authority，
生死大权
，it is the authority over life and death。
这个权柄今天就在握在我们真教会的手中
，and this authority now is in the hands of the true church。
其他那些什么福音都无关紧要。
All other gospels are irrelevant.
你这个 要分别，你看没有圣灵，没有这个权柄的福音传的千万人都信，全世界人都信了，有什么用？
Without the authority, without the Holy Spirit, it does not matter if a church preaches to tens and thousands of people.
进得了门吗？
Because they do not.
只是在外面绕来绕去。哦，这个房屋漂亮，漂亮啊，漂亮。
They can circle around the mansion of God and see how beautiful it is, but they don't have the key into the house.
有什么用处呢？
What is the point?
欣赏而已啊。
They can only admire at a distance.
今天呢，很多基督徒都是欣赏的。
Today, many Christians out there can only admire at God's salvation plan.
我们不是欣赏。
But we are not just admiring it.
我们是要进来享受。
We are entering this salvation.
所以今天打开这个门，真教会有这把钥匙，打开这个门，让你进来，请你进来。
So today, the true church has the keys to God's house, God's door, and you can come in.
那这个很清楚，为什么会跟外教会搞不清楚，我就弄不懂。
And this is a very clear distinction between the true Jesus Church and all other churches.
所以今天呢，有时候我们觉得很可怜，很多人信的这么真教会，圣灵都得到了，什么都得到了，可是呢，还搞不清楚自己在门外还是门内。
Sometimes I'm very saddened when I see people who have received the Holy Spirit themselves, but are still confused whether they are in God's true church or not.
所以今天我们一定要看得很清楚才可以。
Today we must come to a very clear understanding of this fact.
这一把钥匙就是圣灵。
The key is the Holy Spirit.
而且是奉差遣的圣灵。
And this is the Holy Spirit that has sent us.
才能去执行这个权柄。
And with the Holy Spirit, we can administer this authority.
哦，所以圣灵借着教会来执行这个权柄。
So the Holy Spirit carries out God's plan.
因此呢。
The church.
好，使徒行传，我们就知道为什么主耶稣说你们不要离开耶路撒冷，要一直等候，一直等候到圣灵降临才开始，才开始。
That is why our Lord Jesus Christ told the disciples in Acts, "Do not, you have to wait in Jerusalem until you receive the Holy Spirit, then you can go out and preach."
所以你看门徒回到耶路撒冷，他们没有动作，只有大家在一起祷告啊，聚会祷告这样。
And that is why when the disciples returned to Jerusalem, they did not take any immediate actions. They simply waited and prayed for the Holy Spirit.
那到五旬节圣灵降临之后就站起来了，就站起来了。
And when the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, then the disciples stood up.
受圣灵很多人啊，可能有当时有120人聚会的话，全部都受圣灵了。
Perhaps all 120 people who were there received the Holy Spirit.
那你看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's read Acts chapter 2.
奉差遣做见证的人是谁？
Who are those who have received the Holy Spirit and being sent to preach?
看十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
当时主耶稣吹了一口气，就向十一个门徒。
Jesus breathed his breath into the 11 disciples.
这个是奉差遣的。
They have been sent.
十四节这里说。
Verse 14.
彼得和十一个使徒站起来。
Peter standing up with the 11.
这个是奉差遣的。
These were the ones who have been sent.
他们站起来做见证。
They stood up to witness for Christ.
然后啊，38节。
Verse 38.
就为人施洗。
They baptized people.
那众人就对彼得和其余的使徒说：“那我们怎么行？”
The people said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "What shall we do?"
说彼得代表发言，说你们个人悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦。
Peter, who was the spokesman, said, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins."
这把钥匙要执行这个权柄。
With the key in their hands, they administer God's authority.
赦罪的权柄。
The authority to forgive sins.
就是洗礼。
That is baptism.
我们看《哥林多前书》第十二章。
Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
所以今天我们这洗礼啊，这个是圣灵的洗礼啊。
Today the baptism we receive is the baptism administered by the Holy Spirit.
进入基督里面来，一定要这把圣灵的钥匙，不然你进不来。
It is only through this key given by Christ that we can enter into Christ.
看十三节。
Verse 13.
十三节。
Verse 13.
说我们不既是犹太人，是希利尼人，为奴的或自主的，多从一位圣灵受洗，成为一个身体，应于一位圣灵。
By one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit.
保罗对这个救恩的奥秘也真的了解得很清楚。
Paul had a very clear understanding of the mystery of salvation.
你用这一节呢，跟《使徒行传》二章三十八节给他对照看看。
Just put this verse side by side with Acts 2:38.
使徒行传那个是外面看见的，是使徒。为人施洗。
In Acts 2:38, superficially, it is the disciples who administered baptism.
他们去执行啊，主耶稣所吩咐的。
They carried out the instruction of the Lord Jesus.
保罗这里给他到灵里头啊，这个施洗到底真正的施洗是什么
？But according to 1 Corinthians 12, who is actually performing the baptism?
是圣灵在执行的。
The Holy Spirit.
才能进到基督里面来。
It is through this baptism that we come into Christ,
成为基督的身体,
and that we may be members of God's Christ body,
进入救恩里面来了,
and that we may have part of in salvation.
那彼得说就必领受所赐的圣灵。
And Peter went on to say, you will receive the promised Holy Spirit.
那这里保罗说应于一位圣灵。
And here Paul says, you have been made to drink into one Spirit.
这个一对照就很清楚。
These two passages become very clear when you place them side by side.
感谢神啊，就认识到今天我们末世真教会的宝贵和我们的使命。
And thank God from this we can see the preciousness of the true church in the latter days and our mission.
那我们应该不应该要去传福音？
So shouldn't we go and preach this wonderful gospel?
要请人进来啊。
And bring people in.
这个就是我们有这把钥匙，我们就有这个责任啊。
We have been given the key, and we have been given the responsibility.
好，那么接下来我们要看第二段。
Let's now look at the second section.
第二段我们看到的是，因为前面讲到救赎的样本跟救赎的实体呢，来做一个对照。
In the previous section, we looked at the prefiguration of redemption as well as the reality of redemption.
好，那蓝图就蓝图这个是。
And this is can be seen in the blueprint.
那个蓝图不能对照，蓝图就要内行的人才能看得懂啊。
Oh, I'm sorry. The blueprint is something only someone knowledgeable can understand.
啊，这个样本跟实体呢，哇，人人都可以看。哎，对，就是这样子。
However, everyone can see very clearly the prefiguration, type as well as the substance.
啊，这个蓝图啊是。工程师才看的啦，我们一般人看也看不懂。
Whereas the blueprint is only for the architect.
那现在我们看这个蓝样本跟这个实体。
Now we will look more closely at the typology and the reality.
那就是律法就是样本。
The Old Testament law was the shadow, was the type.
那今天呢？新约恩典的时代啊，就是一个实体了。
Whereas the grace in the New Testament is the substance or reality.
那神呢？我们现在先看这个样本。
Let's first look at the prefiguration.
样本的开始就是从亚伯拉罕神开始预备应许啊。
This period began when God called Abraham.
那预备的开始就是拣选亚伯拉罕。
God, first of all, chose Abram.
拣选亚伯拉罕像挖地基了，我们开工了。开工挖地基。
And this is analogous to starting, breaking the grounds and starting construction.
那把这个土挖掉了。
You have to remove the old soil.
不然离开本地本族父家，全部都挖掉了。
In the same way, God uprooted Abraham from his father's house and his homeland.
到了迦南地，建立这个地基，这个基础。
And brought him to the land of Canaan, and there.The Lord laid a new foundation. And this was the beginning of the typology of redemption.
那这个好了以后啊，就要开始建造啊，就选择应许，要生以撒。
And after the foundation was laid, God started to erect the building by promising that Abraham that he would have the son Isaac.
那这个以撒是从哪里来的?
Where did Isaac come from?
从神来的。
It came from God.
不是从人来的。
He did not come from human will.
所以应许生的。
He was born according to
promise. 人是不会生的。
Human beings cannot conceive.
要不然，撒拉都不会生啊。
Abraham and Sarah tried, but they could not have any children.
神应许明年生以撒。
But God promised that the year afterwards they will receive a son.
从这里你就会知道啊，这个救恩是神的工作啊。
From this, we can see that salvation is God's work.
绝对不能出于人的。
It cannot be from men.
啊，所以以撒这个就开始了，开始建造了。
So starting from Isaac, God began to build up the building.
那么到了地面上来呢？
When it reaches
挖掉了，亚伯兰挖掉那个了嘛，再来，弄了就平了，地基，以撒填上去。
God first removed the old soil at the time of Abraham, and then he made the ground flat.
好，那现在呢，要在上面呢，盖起来。
And he began to build on top of this foundation.
盖起来就是以色列人了。And
the outcome, the structure was the Israelites.
所以就借着以撒呢，来拣选雅各。So
God chose Jacob through Isaac.
那雅各就生十二个支派。And
Jacob gave birth to 12 tribes of Israel.
叫做以色列人。
These were called the Israelites.
神的选民出现了，哦，以色列人。
This was how the chosen race was formed.
在亚伯拉罕是看不见的，因为是挖地基挖下去的，他看不见的。At
the time of Abraham, it was invisible because it was the work of laying the foundation.
只听见了一个应许。Abraham
only heard of God's promise.
哦，那现在以撒呢？哦，填上去，哎，填上去了，已经开始了。But
from the point of Isaac and on, God began to build the building.
从神来的这个材料填进去，填在这个根基上面。
The construction material was directly from God, and God built it on top of his foundation.
然后借着神所拣选的雅各。
And God chose Jacob.
就在这个根基，以撒的这个根基建立起来。
Which was built on top of Isaac.
生出了12个支派。
And from Jacob came the 12 tribes.
建立了以色列人。
And this was how God built up the Israelites.
这个就是房屋盖起来，这个样品屋盖起来。This
is how God built the model home.
好，那这个样品屋盖起来以后，以后就是以色列人的历史。And
following the patriarchs, we read about the history of the Israelites.
里面这个房屋里面的这个内容、装潢、设备什么，样样都有齐备了。All
the furnishings and decorations in the model home were gradually put on.
这个就是以色列人的历史嘛。And
that is the history of the Israelites.
好像这个房屋里头，哇，种种设备，什么都有，什么都有，很齐备的。
Every appliance and furnishing and decoration have been prepared.
那将来这个实体啊，耶稣基督来的时候，这个教会啊，哎，就是一样，这个是实体。
And when our Lord Jesus Christ, what he sees in the church will be the real thing, the reality.
所以他称为真犹太人，真以色列人。
That is why our Lord Jesus Christ calls believers true Israelites.
那现在我们就来看这个以色列人建造起来这个样品屋啊，它是怎么样的？
And now we'll look more closely at the model home.
它的历史。
The history of Israel.
我们看这个第一个图啊。
Let's look at the chart.
那这个以色列国啊，是怎么建立的？
How was the kingdom of Israel established?
经过这个以色列人的历史，下埃及，再出埃及，这样子的过程。
We know that the Israelites had gone down to Egypt and be delivered from Egypt.
走旷野路进入迦南地。
After journeying through the wilderness, they entered Canaan.
建立神的国。
And that was when God's kingdom was established.
这个就是选民的一段历史。This
is the history of the chosen
people. 真正神的国成立啊。Then
God's kingdom was finally established.
大卫王。
It started with King David.
哦，就出现了神的国。
God's kingdom was formed.
所以前面那个就是一个预备的时期。
The period before David was a
到了神的国建立起来就是大卫王。
Was a period of preparation, and it was with King David that God began to build
the kingdom. 我们再看一下这个马太福音第一章啊。
Let's read Matthew chapter one.
这分为三段啊，它这个选民的历史分为三个阶段。
There are three stages in the history of the chosen race.
第一段就是亚伯兰到大卫，这是一个预备的时期。
The first period stage is from Abraham to David, which is the preparation period.
从神拣选亚伯拉罕，在这以撒的雅各，然后十二个支派里面的犹大，然后犹大再拣选这个大卫，这样。
Abraham begot Isaac, Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judah, and eventually the line came down to David.
那第六节就说耶西生大卫王，生王了，王出生了。
Verse 6, Jesse begot David, the king, a king was born.
好，那就是神对亚伯兰所应许的，在创世纪二十二章。
And this is what God had promised to Abraham in Genesis chapter 22.
你的那个子孙要得到仇敌的城门，他做王。
Your seed.Shall stand in the gates of their enemies.
所以这个应许呢，到这个时候才出现。
And this promise was fulfilled when David was born.
啊，所以呢，大卫就建立王国了。
David established the kingdom of God.
第七节就所罗门了。
Verse 7, Solomon.
啊，叫这两个人呢就很重要。
David and Solomon are key figures.
所以大卫神的这个开始的应许呢，到大卫王出现的时候才成就了。
So God's promise to Abraham was finally fulfilled when David rose up to be the king.
啊，所以大卫来建立了这个以色列国。
David reestablished the kingdom of Israel.
啊，就是这个也是预表神的国度啊，属灵。神的国度
a foreshadow of God's spiritual kingdom.
那么神应许啊，这个大卫啊，他的子孙要永远为王。
God promised David that his descendants shall reign as kings forever.
那大卫建立了这个王国之后啊，他就想要为神啊建造圣殿。
After David became king, he had the intention to build a house for the Lord.
那神呢告诉他。你不便要你的儿子来建造。
But the Lord told him that it was not proper for him to build a temple. Instead, his son would build the temple.
啊，就是所罗门。
That son was Solomon.